Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Yud Gimel, and we are about 15 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Beis Amid Beis Pshita. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasuna Batzara Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Chananya Yontef Lipo Ben Yaakov. So we're continuing to discuss halachos related to Shutfin. Zok de Gemara Pshita. That's obvious. Chelek bechor, v'chelek pashut, yavinon le achad metzra. In the event that there are brothers that are dividing a Yerusha, one of the brothers is a bechor, and the other brother is not a bechor. The bechor we know is noitel pishnayim, so he's going to get two-thirds of the Yerusha. In the event that the Bechor says that I want that my two-thirds of this Yerusha should be Achad Metzra, they should be next to each other, the halach is that we're going to give it to him. That's Poshet. Now, it's obvious from the way the Gemara sets up this discussion that we're about to mention things that are going to be not so Poshet. But the Gemara says that that's Poshet, that the Bechor, that's Noitel Pishnayim, gets to get both chalokim of his Yerusha next to each other. Now, it's even more pashut, so pashut that the Gemara didn't even have to say that it's pashut, that when brothers yarshin, so each brother gets to get his entire estate in one area, and you can't give it to him b'seirugin. You'll take this, then you'll take that, and then you'll take this, meaning there's some schus that the brother has for his Yerusha to all be in one area. There would have been a havamina that maybe a Bechor is different. And a Bechor whose Yerusha is really made up of two components. There's the regular Yerusha that he's entitled to, what Chazal referred to as the Chelek HaPashut. And then there's the Pishnayim that he's entitled to, what Chazal referred to as the Chelek HaBechor. So maybe those two independent parts don't necessarily have to be next to each other, says the Gemara, even though there would have been such a Havamina, of its Pashut, that's not the way it is, says the Gemara, stating that Yabamai, what would be the Halacha as it relates to a Yabam? Now, the backdrop to this question is Yavam, in the event that he does Yibam, when the father dies, the halacha is, gets to Yarshin, the chelek that the brother, meaning the achames, was supposed to have got. So the question now is, if the Yavam is getting a proverbial pishnayim, not a pishnayim midin bechar, but a pishnayim because he has two schosim in this Yerusha of his father. Number one, because he's a son, and number two, because he's now bimkoin the achames as a result of the fact that he did Yavam. In the event that he says that I want both of my properties, then I'm going to Yarshin to be next to each other. Does he have a schus to get that, or does he not? Amr Abaya. So Abaya said, it's the same thing. Meaning, if it's Poshet that the Bechor gets both of his Chalokim next to each other, then it's also going to be Poshet that the Yavam will get both of his Chalokim next to each other as well. My timer, what's the reason? Because Bechor Kari Rachmano. Because the Torah refers to the Yavam as a Bechor, and being that the Torah refers to the Yavam as a Bechor, so it's for that reason the halacha is that just like the Bechor gets both of his halakim next to each other, so to the Yavam is going to get the same thing. Now, where do you find that the Torah refers to the Yavam as a Bechor? It's a pasuk in the Torah. Ki yesh v'achem yachtav u'meis achad mehem uvein ein loy, loisiyah eshes ha'meis achutza lishzar, yavam ha'yavah yaleh, u'lekocha loy li'isha v'yibma. Then the pasuk says, v'hoya ha'bechor asher teled, yakum ha'shem achav ha'meis, v'lo yimachi shmoy b'yisrael. And Abaye said that pasuk that says, v'hoya ha'bechor asher teled, is referring to the brother that's doing Yibam. You see, the Torah described him as a Bechor, and if the Torah described him as a Bechor, so he has the schusim of a Bechor. Rava says, Amakra, it says in the Torah, Behoya Bechor, and we learn from there, Haviyasik Bechor, his essence is like a Bechor, true, meaning on some level we do treat him like a Bechor, but when it comes to dividing the Yerusha, then we don't treat him like a Bechor. So that in the event that he's getting his Chelek, and the Achames is Chelek, we don't look at it as a Bechor that's getting Pishnayim, the marshal for him to have a schus to get the two things next to each other. Rather, each one is going to maybe be not next to each other. Now, Not for now, but the Gemara just said that this pasuk, "V'hoya b'chayr asheter le'yakum al-shem achav ameis," the b'chayr of that pasuk is referring to the brother that's doing Yibam. The truth is, if you were going to sit down and learn Chumash Rashi, if you were going to be Mav Sedra, just read the psukim, it certainly doesn't sound like the b'chayr in that pasuk is referring to the brother that's doing Yibam. Right? What does the pasuk say? There were two brothers, one of them dies, he has no children. Okay, what's the purpose of it? Says the pasuk again, the way you would think you're supposed to read this pasuk. The firstborn child that's going to be born via this yibum, yakum al shem achiv ameis, v'lo yomachish may b'Yisrael, should be b'makayim, the brother that died. So like this, we will ascertain that lo yomachish may b'Yisrael, meaning the whole idea of yibum is to make sure that this brother that died will have a hemshach. And how's he going to have a hemshach? V'hoya b'chayr ashetelet yakum al shem achiv ameis. It's by virtue of the fact that the oldest child will be somehow bim kaimai, but the point is that kipshute, the bechar of this pasuk, is referring to the child that's born. It's not referring to the brother that's doing yibum. Truth is, the Gemara says in Masechtas Yevam Estav Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, it's Rava's memory. Even though in Kol HaTeira Kula Ein Mikra Yoytzim Edem Shutai, there's one exception to the rule. It's this pasuk right here. The Vahaya Bechar over here is not referring to the first child that's born, but rather it's referring to the brother that's doing Yibum. In fact, Chazal learned a whole bunch of halachas from this. One of them is Bava Basra Tafyud Beis Amud Beis. Another is Mitzvah Begadol Yabim, that the Bechar is the one that has the schus to do Yibum. So though it sounds like what the pasuk is saying is that the Bechar that's going to be born is going to be al shem achav ameis, and that will be the haftach of Allah Yimachi Shmoy B'Yisrael, stating that that's really not the way you're supposed to understand the pasuk. When we learn Masechtas Yevamos, we mentioned that there's a Rashi in Chumash in Parshas Vayeshev that seems to contradict this idea. Parshas Vayeshev talks a little bit about Yibum with regards to Yehuda and his sons and Tamar ki Yedua, and the pasuk says Vayeimer Yehuda la'oinon boy el eshes achicha v'yabim oisa v'hakim zera la'achicha. So Rashi, what was Yehuda saying? V'hakim zera habein yikare al shem ames. Go ahead, do yibum. You'll have a child, and then the child will be named after the brother that died, so that v'lo yimachish may be Yisrael. So the Ramban, where did Rashi get this inyan from? The pasuk says v'hakim zera la'achicha. It doesn't say aben yikar al shem ames. So the Ramban says probably because of the pasuk in Parshas Kiseitze v'hoya b'chayr ashetelet yakum, and it doesn't say yakum stam b'mokim the mes al shem achav ames, which sounds like aben yikar al shem ames. Or b'fake the Ramban, everybody knows that's not pshat in the pasuk, and the b'chayr over there is actually not referring to the b'chayr that is born, but rather it's referring to the b'chayr that's doing yibum. Either way, this drosha that we have tucked away here in Bava Basra Yud Beis Amud Beis and Snegeya Hilchas Shcheinim and Hilchas Shutfin really is totally and is predicated on that Gemara in Masechtas Yevamos Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, that the Bechor, although in Pshutei Shel Mikra, really is referring to the son, but this is the one pasuk in the Torah where Mikra is Yoytzei Midei Pshutei. Either way, Ahu Dezav and Ara a Mitzvah Debei Nashi. There was a person who bought a piece of property and he bought it by the Meitzah of his father, meaning his father owned a piece of property, and now this child went and he bought a piece of property that was adjacent to his father's piece of property. Okay, then the father died, and now the brothers went to divide the Yerusha. Now, the brother who owned a property next to the father's estate said that I would like to get my chelik to be adjacent to where I anyways have a property, right? I have one next door, so I'd like to have the one that's immediately next to it. So the Gemara says, Kika Polgo, when the brothers go ahead and invite on Malay, he can tell him, Pligulia Metzroi, meaning he has such a koyach hatayna, he could say that I want to get the chelik, meaning we're all getting a chelik, it's the same field, what difference does it make? So I would like to have the field, the part of it, or the entire field that's immediately next to the field that I anyway sung. Oh, my Rabba. So Rabba said, meaning, if he says, if he says that I want to do that, we force the brothers to go along with it, because if you're not going to go along with it, it's a bechin amidas time. Right, when do you find this Indian of koifen amidas time where it's zen nene v'zel loy chaser? At the end of the day, this brother's going to benefit because he's going to have two properties that are next to each other. The other brothers are not losing it anyways. What difference does it make if they have this one, if they have that one? So koifen amidas time, this is a principle. It's halach and shulchan aruch, many sugis and shas. So said Rabbi, this is an example. This is mamish a beispiel of koifen amidas time. Mask of the Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef asked on Rabbi, Amri le'achi, why can't the brothers taino malinon le iluya ki nechsid beba marian? Why can't they say that, no, this property that our brother wants, we think this is the most valuable property. And we feel that this property is as choshev as the property of the family of Bar Merian. So it seems that they had real ideas. And this property is mamish as choshev as theirs. Meaning, Rabbi Yosef said that you can't say that all property is the same. And if the brothers taino, then no, we would prefer to have this property because to us this is kinechsid by Bar Merian. Even if there's no objective way of proving that that piece of property is kinechsid by Bar Merian, but if they say it and they feel it, they have a right to feel it, and as a result, it's not midas toim. Midas toim is where it's zen nene v'zel lo chaser, right? The punchline of midas toim is that you're not losing. So if you're not losing, so voskeit techon that this person is benefiting a little bit. Said Rav Yosef, Rabbi, k'goin zeh koifen al midas toim. I disagree with you. Not all property is the same. Some grass is greener than other grass, and as a result, if he says that this property is more chashev to me and I want it just because it's next to your grain, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're supposed to get. It says the Gemara, v'hilchas like Rav Yosef, the halacha is like Rav Yosef. A similar case, Trey Arisa, Trey Nagi. What happens if you have two brothers that are dividing two properties? Each one of these properties was next to a Nagri. So a Nagri is an irrigation canal, right? These were the canals that would take water in a Beis HaShlochen from wherever the primary body of water was into the respective fields. So there were two properties that are going to be divided. Each one is on a Nagri. Each one has its own irrigation canal. Okay. Ikka chaser a little bit from the Gemara. One of the brothers has a field that's next to one of these two fields. So he says the field that I get, I would like, should be next to the field that I anyways have. Amar Rabba, Rabba said, "Kegoin zeh koifen al midas toim." This is a classic midas toim, meaning for the brother that doesn't have a field next to any one of these two fields, so he's loy chaser. For this brother that has a field that's next to one of these two fields, for him to get the one that's close to him, is a zenen. It's zenen of a loy chaser. Koifen al midas toim. Maskel of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, "I disagree." Zinnen the high midvil, the high loy midvil. Just because they both have irrigation canals, not all irrigation canals were created equally. Some of them, the water comes up a little bit better. Sometimes others are not as good, and as a result, you can't simply say koifen al midas toim. If one of the brothers says that I feel this one's going to be a little bit better, he has a koyach hataino, and the halacha is it's not considered a loy chaser, it's not midas toim. And again, the Gemara says v'hilchaso k'Rav Yosef. Incidentally, there is a big discussion in the Rishonim whether or not the brother that's going to fight off and he's going to say I hold I'm chaser by not getting the property that you want has to actually demonstrate and prove with some reasonable explanation why that's the case, or he can just frivolously say, this is the way I feel, and it is what it is. That's already a big discussion in the Rishonim. Either way, says the Gemara, Tartiachan Nagar, what would be if you have two brothers that are dividing one field, and the field is situated on one irrigation canal, or if it was two fields, but the two fields are both situated on the same irrigation canal. So now already you have a situation where the canal, the Nagri, is going to be the same Nagri for the two respective fields. Okay, one of the brothers owns a property that's in this area, and he wants that the chalik that he's going to get should be the chalik that's adjacent to his property. So if you can visualize it, Reuven and Shimon are the two brothers. Reuven owns a piece of property on the left side, and the father owned on the right side. Now the father died, and they're going to divide this property. So Reuven goes to Shimon, and Reuven says, I would like that my half should be the one that's to the right of my property, and you take the other side. Otherwise, I'm going to have my property, which is on the left. I'm going to get the right side of this property, and you're going to be sandwiched in between. L'chura, he has a little bit of a koy chataina. Says the Gemara, here Rabbi Yosef said, k'goin zeh koyfen al midas toim. So in the first two Gemaras, Rabbi said, k'goin zeh koyfen al midas toim. Rabbi Yosef said, no, I disagree with you. Here Rabbi Yosef, who's the great defender of faker, it's not midas toim. He says, listen, here I agree with you 100%, it's midas toim. Who didn't agree with Rabbi Yosef? Maskefla Abaye. Abaye said, "Matzi Amar, it's not true. I think that the other brother could say, Be'ina da'afish arisi. Meaning, I like the fact that I'm going to be situated in between your two fields. You know what? because you're going to have to hire an Oris for this field, you're going to have to hire an Oris for that field, which is precisely what the other brother doesn't want to do. But the point is, I'm going to be sandwiched in between all these Arisim. You know what that's going to provide for me? Shmira. It's going to provide security. Rashi says, the last words of Rashi on the Yom. So I feel like I'm going to be very protected. I feel very, very safe. So that's a shtickle taina that he has. And Abaye said, I don't think it's me this time. Adarabba, he can want it. Not because, here's the chiddush, there's any maila to him in this piece of property. But at the end of the day, there's a maila for him not getting that piece of property. Says the Gemara, the Hilchasa, as it relates to this halacha, the halacha is kirav Yosef, not like Abaye's taina. And the reason is, afushi lav milsehi. This svara of afushi yarisi is not a real svara. Kipshuta, it's not a real svara because that's not enough for it to be considered a chaser. And if it's not enough for it to be considered a chaser, in this case, the halacha is going to be like Rav Yosef, that this is a midas time. So really, all three halachas, either two times that Rav Yosef said that it's not midas time, and then the third case Rav Yosef said it is midas time, we paskin like Rav Yosef. One more Gemara. Chad gisa nagra, v'chad gisa nahar. What happens if two brothers are dividing a piece of property? Now, this piece of property had a nagra on one side, and it had a nahara on the other side. Now, a nahar is a river, and a nagra, we said, is an irrigation canal. Hatzada shalva shabahen is, they're both sources of water. They're both going to help water the field. But a nahar kemuvin is a lot more chashiv than a nagra. A nagra is just a canal that schleps water. A nahar is the actual source of the water. This is the avatoma, right? So what happens if you have a chadgis on one side, you have a nagra, and the other side you have a nara? And the question is, the two brothers now that are coming to divide this property, how exactly are they supposed to divide it? Says the Gemara, palgin la bekarnazul. It's a question what the right gears is. But the bottom line is, palgin la bekarnazul, what do? So Rashi gives us a picture. If you take a look at Rashi, you basically slice it like a pizza pie. That's essentially what it is. So you go diagonal, diagonal, vertical, horizontal. What you do is you make 8 equal portions, and then each person, b'seirugin, gets a chelik. What's the point? So if you go through Rashi, Rashi explains it very simply. The point is that if you're going to divide it, right? If you take a look at Rashi's picture, you're going to divide it horizontally. So Reuven is going to get Mizruch, and Shimon's going to get Ma'ariv. Well, Reuven is going to be 100% waterfront, right? He has this Nar, and Shimon, who gets Ma'ariv, is not waterfront. In fact, even on the Nagra side, Reuven's going to get half the Nagra, Shimon's going to get half the Nagra, right? Let's say that suffering in Rashi's picture, but Reuven gets the whole Nar on one side, and Shimon gets the nothing on his side. Now, if you're going to do it from Mizrach, if you're going to do it vertically, then what's going to happen is whoever is on the Tzofen side is going to get the whole Nagra, and whoever's on the Dharm side is going to end up getting nothing. And as it relates to the Nars idea, they're going to divide it equally. So basically what we want to do is we want to make sure that each person's going to have a chelik and not have a chelik equal to what the other person's going to get. And the way to do it is to take this field, make it into 8 equal little triangles, and divvy it up that way, and like this. Hakol yavoi el mekaymei bashalom. So just to come up a breath for one second, and that is, there's two very interesting discussions in the Rishonim on this first Gemara that we learned. The first discussion is, the Gemara began that in the event that there's a Bechar and a Pasha, that are dividing a Yerusha. And the Bechara says that I want my Pishnayim to be next to each other. So it's Pasha said, the Gemara, he could do it. What about a Yavam? So the Gemara said, it was Machloik, it was Abaye v'Rava. Abaye said, Bechar Kari Rachmona, and just like the Bechar would be able to get his two parts next to each other, so to the Yavam would be able to get his two parts next to each other as well. Rava said, no. And then the Gemara went weiter. And the Gemara said that the emes is that in all situations, whenever you have brothers dividing a Yerusha, there's always an inyan that a brother should have a koyach to be able to say that I want my two properties to be next to each other. Al zeh ne'emar, koyfen al midas stein. It's a freitas akasha that if the Gemara anyways is about to say that there's a cheshbin of koyfen al midas stein when it comes to this inyan, so why do we need psukim as it relates to the Bechar, as it relates to the Yavam? Is it a milsa hatalya bepsukim, or is it really something that's totally in Koifen al midas time. No, it's a machlokes koifen al midas time. Rabbi, Rav Yosef, Abayis. You have to work through all the different shittas. But high level, the Gemara's initial approach was that this is something that would be based on psukim, right? Bechar kayy rachmana, and then immediately afterwards. It has nothing to do with psukim. It's based on koifen al midas time. And Tois says two terutzim to this kash. He brings a Tois from the Ri, a teretz from the Ri. He brings a teretz from the Ritzva. The teretz that the Ritzva says is, we're not going to go into Tois, but this is one nugget I think is worth taking out, is that although there's an inyan of koifen al midas time, but koifen al midas time is a din derabbanan. And a chavsan afkemin, if there's a posik that says that you have a schus, and the reason is because then it would be a din deraisa. Which means this whole inyan of koifen al midas time, which you find throughout the Shas, which is so unclear. Like, what is the makar to this Indian? I mean, we know the people of Stoyim were Ram v'chatom l'Hashem oy, but so what? That means koifen al midas Stoyim and choshem mishpati gesugis above a kam above a mitzia above a basra, right? That's primarily where you find these in Yonim. Mehecha tesi can force a person not to be like a Sadoimi. If he wants to be like a Sadoimi, okay, let him do it at his own risk. But at the same time, if he wants to do it, mehecha tesi, you can't force him. And what is it? Is it a din d'irais? Is it a din d'rabbanon? The Rosh Hashivas all say that from this Tosis right here, it sounds like it's a machloikis between Tosis to Terutzim. Because Tosis asks the kasha, why do I need a pasuk tape? Wait, koifen al midas time. And in the first teretz, the Ri says a whole teretz. The Ritzvah says, I'll tell you what the nafkimin is. That's a takonas chachamim. This is a din deiraisa. Vos likta at the shayrish of this machloikis. It sounds like what's going on in this machloikis is koifen al midas time, a din deiraisa, din derabana. That's the first hour. The second hour that all the Rishonim talk about over here is, and this is a bon kasha. So you have two brothers that are dividing Yerusha. One of the brothers had a property that happened to have been in that area. And he said that I would like that the land that I'm getting should be next to the land that I already have. What's the halacha? Could he or could he not? So it's a sugi of kaifen al midas time and kaifen al midas time. Is it midas time? It's not midas time. Zen end of zat lechasa. Fregin the rishonim. Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina and others as well. What happened to Dina de Bar Metzra? We just learned the Gemara not so long ago. Bav Metzia Daf Kuf Ches Amir Aleph, and really it's come up a few times since. We learned from a pasuk in the Torah of Asisa Yasha Atoiv Be'eni Hashem that there's an inyan of Dina de Bar Metzra. Meaning, if I own a piece of property and my neighbor is selling his house next door, I have a right of first refusal to purchase it based on a pasuk in the Torah of Asisa Hayasha Vahatoiv Be'eni Hashem. So how come our sugi didn't say one word about Dina de Bar Metzra? In this sugi, it's a shayla of Zen Nen of Azalei Chaser. It's a shayla of Koifen al Midas Toim. Now, the two sugis feel me inyan le inyan boise inyan, right? Koifen al Midas Toim, Vasisa Yosha Atoy Be'ini Hashem. I mean, I would certainly lump them under the same general category of laws, but it's not the same sugi. There's a sugi of Koifen al Midas Toim, Zen Nen of Azalei Chaser, and then there's a sugi of Vasisa Yosha Atoy Be'ini Hashem, the sugi of Dina de Bar Metzra. So the Rishonim all ask this bomba kasha, what happened to Dina de Bar Metzra? And it's muchach. It's muchach. The Rishonim that there's no din of the bar matzah in the sugya, and the question is why? Alzeh nemar ayin sham. Zok the Gemara like this, and the Mishnah said v'loy es hatraklin v'chulu. And we really need the v'chulu. And really, what we need is what's mavur in the Mishnah. I'm referring back to the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and that is that in the event that you have two people that own something b'shutfis, so if there's a chaticha ruil l'schabed for both of them, one of the shutfin would have the right to go ahead and force a chalukah. If, however, it's not big enough for each person to end up with a proper shear, so then the halacha is, you're not allowed to force a chalukah. And really, the whole spirit of the Mishnah was going through different asset classes and trying to figure out what's a shear chash. If it's a chatzir, each person has to have dalet ames, besides for the psachim. If it's a gina, marki asrei, etc., etc., etc. But that's pashat. That in the event that you don't have a proper shear for each one, so for example, it's a chatzir that's less than shmoina ames, so then the halacha is, you would not be able to force the other partner to divide. Or at least that would seem to be the takeaway from the Mishnah and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, stating that this next Gemara, and really this next Gemara that we're going to learn, is a very important halachic Gemara. It discusses a term that we're probably familiar with. It's a rather famous sugi in Shas that plays itself out very, very much in Chashemish Batzim in Kuf Ayin Aleph with a lot of Diktuke Halachis. It's something that's Halacha L'Maisa B'Zman HaZeh. It's the sugi of good oy ogud. Zok de Gemara. In bahim kidei lo zeh ve kidei lo zeh mahu. Let's say you have a situation where there are two partners that own a chotzer b'shutfes, and it's not enough where if you were going to divide it, that each person was going to get dalet ames. Mahu, what's dalocha? Meaning, in the Mishnah it sounds like, there's no way. So if they both want to divide it, okay, they have a right to do that. But is there any other way, maybe when one partner can force the hand of the other partner? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah. Is Dina the good oy agud? There's a concept of good oy agud. Rav Nachman says, less Dina the good oy agud. No, there's no such thing as good oy agud. So what exactly does good oy agud mean? In English, what it means is as follows. You have two partners, and one of the partners decides that he wants to dissolve the partnership. Okay, if the other partner doesn't consent, then l'chura, he can't do it. Now, we have a Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph in Masechtas Bava Basra. We know sometimes a partner could force another partner. But let's assume we don't meet that criteria. Okay, so if he doesn't consent, there's no option, right? Says Rav Yehuda, not true. The partner that wants to dissolve the partnership can make the other partner an offer. He could tell him as follows. He could tell him that I'm willing to buy you out for a certain dollar amount. So I'm going to buy out your chelik in the shutfis for $1,000. Okay, here's the deal. The deal is that the other partner now, who just received this offer, has two choices. One choice that he has is to sign on the dotted line. No worries. Here's the wire instructions. You could have it. Gesundheit. Or if he wants, he can now go and he can buy the other partner out for the same $1,000. So in a good or ugly situation, really you're living a little bit dangerously because you're making an offer, but really it's the shutif that is going to call the shots. He's the one in control. And he gets to decide how exactly this is going to play itself out. The reason that Chazal set it up this way, it's brilliant, because really it keeps the partner in check. It's like this, you're not going to make some lowball offer, because if it's an offer that's unfair, this person's going to consult with his chevra, and they're going to tell him, you know what, perfect, exactly, go buy it. So it keeps that person honest, but at the same time, it's a good, solid way to dissolve a partnership in a situation. Now, the question is, does it work? Could you do it? Is there a bria called good ayag? We know there's a sugya called good ayag. But in the sugya, the question is there such an institution called good ayag? Or is there not? Machlek is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Yehuda said, is dina the good ayag? Rabbi Nachman said, less dina the good ayag. It is interesting, there's Machlek is Rishonim, what the etymology of the word good is. Good ayag. Right? Is it good ayag or good ayag? I'm not sure. But either way, there's a question what exactly the word even means. Rashi, it sounds like holds, just if you read Rashi's Lashon. Zesha roitza lachloik, oimer le zesha ene roitza lachloik, oi koitz li damim uknei lecha chelki, oi ani okutz damim ve eiten lecha bechelkecha. Rashi seems to be teaching good as koitz. What does koitz mean? So literally, koitz means to cut. In the context of money, right, to be koitz it's damim. It's to set a price. It's to fix a price. It's miloshin laktzois damim. That's what it means. The aruch says that the word koitz is miloshim meshicha. He brings a pasuk in Daniel where the targum on the word meshicha is liktzoitz. So you find that kitzitza, or I'm sorry, is lagud. So that goit is the targum for the word meshicha, and really god ogud is either I'm going to take it, I'm going to shlap your chelik, or if you want, you can shlap my chelik. Either way, the concept is the same. So is there something called good ayagud according to Rav Yehuda? Yes, according to Rav Nachman, not. I'm not the Rav of the Rav Nachman. Rav told Rav Nachman, "Lidi dachta amrit lezdin of the good ayagud." According to you, there's no such thing as good ayagud. Pcharu pashit sheniach lemaviim evedu behemet meyo b'char and a pashit that yarshin from their father together either an eved or a behemet meyo keitzadoisim. What are they supposed to do? Meaning, it's going to be very difficult for them to divide this shutfis. Meaning, for them to coexist. Unless they dissolve it and they do a good ayagud. Must be, said Rava, that there's a concept of good ayagud. Now, Frey Toysvis, what's so unique about this case? Meaning, every shutfis, every time two brothers, they yarshin and evidor behemet meya, they'll somehow figure out a way to give zechanetza. But with a bechor and a pashit, there it's going to be a problem. So the truth is, if you look at Rashi, Rashi already seemed to have bavarned this question. Because Rashi says, the reason this is confusing is because one brother owns 2/3 of it. The other brother owns 1/3. So if you have two shutfin where it's a 50-50 partnership, it's much easier to get through the day. I own 50% and you own 50%. But the minute you start slicing the percentages, so then it becomes faplunted. Then it gets more complicated. And that is the Gemara's whole kasha. In a situation like this, you almost have to have a good ayagud. Because otherwise, there's conflicts of interest. And as a result, this is going to be a problem. In fact, if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said that the reason the Gemara had an issue is because of conflicts of interest. Taisus gives a whole elaborate conflict of interest. But either way, that's the Gemara's kasha. Rabbi told Rav Nachman that if there's no idea of good or yogurt, anytime a Bukharin, a Pashat, they're going to yarshin an asset. So I'm going to own 2/3, you're going to own 1/3. There's going to be inevitable conflict of interest. Must be good or yogurt. The problem is Rav Nachman don't hold of good or yogurt. So the Gemara says, no, I'm a layer. Rav Nachman told Rav, go figure it out. Mit the conflict of interest. Which I tell you, it's not perfect. Life's not perfect. 2 days for him, 1 day for him. I, Rabbeinu Tam, I and Shon. No. But at the end of the day, it's not a raya that there's something called good ayog. Faith where may say akasha. Akasha from a Mishnah that we're, I think, somewhat familiar with. One of the most famous Mishnayos in Shas. Micha chetzi eved v'chetzi min chayrin. Somebody that was a half a eved and a half a mechayrin. Now, had he become a half a eved, half a ben chayrin? So without getting into all like the complicated michas chinuch cases, the simple way is there were two shutfin that bought and Eved Kanani together, and one of the shutfin was Meshachrer his half. So the part of it that's Meshachrer is now a Chatzi ben Chayrin. The part that's not Meshachrer is a Chatzi Eved. Either way, this person was a Chatzi, Chatzi ben Chayrin. Says the Mishnah, Ovid, Rabbi Yemechad, Ves Atzmi Yemechad, Rabbi Yisrael said, being that this person's a Chatzi, Chatzi ben Chayrin, so every other day he's a free man, every other day he's a slave. So he works for himself one day, and he works for his master one day. Bishamai said, Dikantim, Mr. Rabbi, Satzmi, like Dikantim. This is very good in terms of being Mesad the financial situation. Oh, but what about Atzmoy, what about his personal life? This person can't marry a shivcha. Why not? Because he's a chatzi ben chayr. This is a chayr meni yachol. Why not? Because he's a chatzi eved. Yibotel, should he not get married? That's not an option. Because v'aloi nivra oylam elo l'piri v'riv yashinam alay sa'overa l'sheves yitzara. So what's this person supposed to do? Said b'shamay elo koyven esrabi v'oysa oysa ben chayrin. We force the master to make him into a ben chayrin. V'koysvin shtar al chatzi domov, stating that this person now has a chayv, meaning at some point he's going to have to pay back the master. You can't just go free for free. So there'll be a shtar chayv, and eventually he'll pay him down. Either way, says the Gemara, v'chazu b'yisil, after b'yisil heard the shamay stein, he said, you know something, you're right. Our cheshbin of oyvides atzma yoymechad, rabbi yoymechad is very good for the financial considerations, but what about the personal considerations? I agree, koyfin es rabbi, the koysev shtar al, the oysen oysev ben chayrin, the koysev shtar al chatzi damav. What's the kasha? The kasha is that why in this situation don't we say good ayagot? Why don't we allow the eved to force the master to do a shechur based on the concept of a good ayagot? Meaning, Beisilul and the Mishnah Rishayim, who said, Oivedes Atzma Yoymechad, Ves Rabbi Yoymechad. And it was only because of Tikkun HaOlam, it was only because Pirya Verivya that we ultimately forced them. But Mitzad HaChosh HaMishpat, there was no way out. You're trapped over here. Like, what are you supposed, what do you mean, why am I trapped? Why can't the Eved go to his Adon and say, good, I are good. Free me, I can force you. It should be no different than any other partnership where one Shutev has the right to make such an offer to the other partner and force him to dissolve the partnership. But the Gemara says a very posh deterrent. It's so posh that the Rishonim Mucha, what was even the Havamin of the Gemara? Shani Hachal, here it's different. The Ogud Ika, but good Leka. Meaning, the Eved has the ability to buy out the other half. Meaning, the Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Menchayrin can say that I want to buy out my Tzad Avda. So, how much is a Chatzi Eved worth? Whatever it's worth, I'm going to write you a check. So, he can say Ogud, right? But he can't make an offer to the Adoin of good to buy back his half of Ben Chayrin. And the reason is because a Yid is not for sale. There's no such metzias, right? An Eved Kanani is a Nachla, right? This Nachal Temoisel Nechem Acharechem, the Rashi Sachuza. But a Yisrael is not like that. And Rashi speaks out, even though there is a parish of an Eved Ivri, but an Eved Ivri is only Nimkel Sheishanim, which means that the Adin doesn't even have a Kinyan Aguf. All he has is a Kinyan Peris. So over here, what you have is a situation where there's an Agud, but there's no good. Good Agud works when you have both options. Where I'll make you the offer, and you have the option to take it, or to flip it back at me. But to the extent that you can't flick it back at me, so it's ikka chaser from the good or agud. In this case, you have the agud, you don't have the good, and it's for that reason, it's not going to be okay. Now, anytime kemat and shas, the Gemara quotes this Mishnah, Misha chetzi, ever chetzi ben chayim, there's long taisvesin, and it's all the same taisvesin. These taisvesin are in Gittin, and they're in the beginning of Chagiga, they're in Fashidin Aplatza. One of them, very, very prominently, is right here in Bava Basu, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. What's going on in this taisvesin? We have, you know, Baruch Hashem, so many raid bites on this. But a few things. Number one, what was Beis Shammai's Taina? Beis Shammai's Taina was, Oivides Atzmi Yoy Mechav Es Rabbi Yoy Mechad, Dikantem Es Rabbi, Ob Es Atzmi Loi Dikantem. Why not? Lisa Shivcha Eina Yochel, Lisa Maschayrim Eina Yochel. Yibotel, it says, so if it says Loisovara, Lashavis Yitzara, it's not an option not to have a family. That's something you have to do. Frank tells, where does it say Loisovara, Lashavis Yitzara? Yeshaya Novi said it in Perik Meme, Pasuk Yud Ches. Frank tells, why are you quoting Yeshaya Meme? It says in the Torah, Puruvu. It says it once in Parshas Bereishis, twice in Parshas Noach. So why are you quoting a pasuk in Divrei Kabbalah where you can quote a pasuk in the Torah? That's one of Tosfos' kashas on this summit. Another kasha that Tosfos famously asks is, I don't understand, what's the problem over here? You're telling me that this chatzi of a chatzi ben chayim can't get married, right? Lisa shevchei neyachal, Lisa baschayim neyachal. Why? Because there's lavan over here. Frank Tosfos, let the assay of lo yisnoi uveral l'shevet yitzara, or the assay of Puruvu, be doicha the lois assay of whatever the lois assay is, a marrying shivcha, etc., etc. And Tosfos says a bunch of terutzim to this kasha. Each one of Tosfos' terutzim are dvarim ha'omdim beruma shel mamlish. Another kasha that Tosfos asks on this amid is, we know that the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos Daf Dalet, ein omrim la'adam chatei kidei sheyizakeh chaver. We never tell a person to do an avera to help and bail out his friend. Even if the avera that we're asking the person to do is a very small avera relative to what you're bailing out your friend from doing. The Gemara's example is where somebody was going to be oifa on Shabbos and you have an ability to do redias hapas, to remove the pas out of the oven to protect him and prevent him from being oifa on Shabbos. Now, afia b'Shabbos is one of the lametas melachas. Redias hapas is only an issa d'rabbanan. And the Gemara says, ein oimrim la'adam chadei kidei sheyizakeh chaver. So, frek taisa kasha, everybody knows, I'm a shachar abdo yizai v'basei. So, if that's the case, you're telling the adam to go ahead and be meshachar. Why? So that he should be able to get married. What happened to ein oimrim la'adam chadei kidei sheyizakeh chaver? Some other things that we've spoken about as it relates to this Indian is, at what age do we force the Adon to be Meshachar, the Chatzi Yevet, Chatzi Mechayrim? That's a tshuva from the St. Peter Ruf to Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung, a tshuva that we've spoken about in the past. Again, there's so much fascinating ray tied to the Chatzi Yevet, Chatzi Mechayrim. The Gemara brought it here, Bederech Agav, because the Gemara had a Shvera Havamina, that maybe the Chatzi Yevet, Chatzi Mechayrim has something to do with good or agud. So why isn't only Mipnei Tikkun HaOlam that we force this to be dissolved? Why can't mitzad dinei chayshem mishpat, mitzad simin kufayin aleph and chayshem mishpat, there should be halach of good ayagud? And the Gemara's teretz was that the only time you say good ayagud is when you have both sides of it. But shani hacha, the agud ikka, good like a tashma. Another kashnei achim, there were two brothers, echad aniv, echad ashim. One of them was an arman, the other one was a gvir, v'niach lamavim, and the father died, and he left over a merchatz, a bathhouse, or ubeis habat. He left over an olive press. Asan l'schar, in the event that the purpose of this merchatz and the beis habat, meaning what the father used to use it for, is he used to lease it out. This was like an investment property. Then, there's no shailas. They both go lease it out, and aschar lem, so they divide the schar. Right? There's no shaila even. Asan la'atzmai. What happens if, however, this was not meant for investment purposes, but this is meant for personal use? So the question is, what then? Now, what's the shaila? The shaila is, the gvir has what to do with this. And the reason is, he has the avodim that he needs to operate the merchitz. He has the zeisim that he needs in order to press and to be able to use the Beis Habad. Oh, but the Arman really has nothing to do with this. So says the Braisa, Harei Asher Oymel Oni, the Asher can tell the Oni, Kach Lecha Avadim, V'yirchatzu B'merchitz. Says, I'm not stopping you. Meaning, I understand that I get more usage out of it than you do, but, you know, what should I tell you? Go buy Avadim and bathe. Or, Kach Lecha Zeisim, go buy olives, U'bava Sebe Beis Habad. What's the kasha? The kasha is, shouldn't the Arum man have the ability to tell his brother good or ugly? Meaning, this arrangement really doesn't work for me very well. So I would rather you buy me out. So why can't he tell him, buy me out? So officially, according to Rav Nachman, there's no such thing as good ayagot. According to Rav Yehuda, there's something called good ayagot. So let the brother that's an Arum man, why is he nebuch stuck in this situation, right? The rich are getting richer. Why can't he tell the shotiv, buy me out? What's the Gemara's teretz? Again, it's hard to know what the Havamina was. Hasam nami, good ikka, ugud leka. Because this is not a good ayagud. What's he telling him? He's telling him, buy me out. That's not the way it works. The way good ayagud works is, I want to buy you out for this price, and you have an option to match it and buy me out instead. And you get to make the first shot. But the point is that being that over here, all you have is the good. You don't have the ugud, it's not good. So by the chatzi, the Gemara said, it's not good ayagud because you have the ugud, you don't have the good. Over here, it's not going to work because you have the good, but you don't have the ugud. Zok the Gemara vayta toshma. Zeh haklal. Kol she'ilu yicholek u'shmoy olav. Anytime you have a situation with these two partners, and one partner wants to force Yachloiku. So in the event that after the Yachloiku is done, the two parts are going to maintain the name and the stature of what they were before the Yachloiku, then you can force the Chalukah in love. And if not, then what's the Halacha? Mailin oisam bedamim. Then what you could do is, you can force the chalukah, or at least that's what it sounds like, and you make up the difference with money. Now, if this line sounds familiar, it's because it was eerily similar to the Mishnah Daf Yeraf. Right after the Mishnah mentioned all the halachas, the Mishnah said, Zakal, this is the rule. Kol she'yichaluk u'shmoy olav, chalkim. V'mlav ein chalkim. Stating that, this quote right here is not the Mishnah. It's a braisa. How do you know that? Because the last line of this, the last few words, we don't have in the Mishnah. Because what did the Mishnah just said, Zeh HaKlal. Here we add, and we say, Imlav, not Loi, Imlav, Mailin Oisai Bedamin. What does Mailin Oisai Bedamin mean? I can make up the difference with money, but the point is, I can force the Chalukah. That wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah, that was mentioned in the Brice. Brice is always a little wordier than the Mishnah, but the bottom line is, it sounds like there's some good ayagud going on over here. Because what does Mailin Oisai Bedamin mean? Probably good ayagud. Rashi says, Hainu good ayagud. What else is it? Says the Gemara, you're right. You're right. You have a mefurisha b'raisa that says good ayagud, which is a raya to Rav Yehuda, which is a problem with Rav Nachman. How could Rav Nachman go keneged a b'raisa? Says the Gemara Tanoihi, because really Rav Nachman held that this is b'machloi kishnoi. The Tanya we learned to the b'raisa tul atashir v'ani pachos. What happens if two partners own a chatzah together and one partner wants to force a chalukah? The problem is, it's not big enough in order to have a proper chalukah. So he says like this. He says, you take the share, meaning, let's say the chatzah was 7 amas. So he tells the shotif, you take 4 amas. I'll take 3. I'm happy taking only 3. So the halach is, shayman loy. Yeah, you listen to him. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, ain't shayman loy. No, we don't listen. I don't understand this. If this price is meant to be taken literally, my time to Rav Shimon Gamliel, why would Rav Shimon Gamliel say, ain't shayman loy? I don't understand. I have a right to force a chalukah, right? Narvas, I can't force you to take less than dollar amas. Well, I'm giving you dollar amas. I'll be mevater on the extra amma. I'll be... We can go in different directions. But the point is why would Rav Shimon Gamliel hold Ein Shaymili? Elalav says, the Gemara must be chasure mechzer v'achi kamar. Must be there's something missing over here. And this way you have to read the braisa tul atashir v'ani pachois shaymin loy. Everybody agrees with that. The good ayagud, whoa, didn't say a word about good ayagud. This is a huge, huge, huge chasure mechzer v'achi kamar. We're going to include the words good ayagud is also shaymin loy. V'as Rav Shimon Gamliel, l'meimer Ein shaymin loy. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says Ein shaymin loy, he's not saying Ein shaymin loy tul ata kishir. No, that I can force you to do. It's on the good ayagud. What do you see from here? If this is true, that there's a machlokes tana, Rav Shimon Gamliel on the Tana Kama, whether you say good or yagud. So enochanami, there's a mefurish abrais and not like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman's going to say that I have a Tana de Messiah. Who's the Tana? It's Rav Shimon Gamliel, who holds eight shaymeloi. There's no halach of good or yagud. The Gemara says, loy, loyvam kidik tani. Nah, this is very dachuk to say in the brais. Really, the brais means what we thought it meant. There's a machlokes Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and the Chachamim. If you have a chatzah that's only 7 amas and one shutif says, you take 4, I'll take 3. What was the kasha? With the camera, my time with Rav Shimon Gamliel. I'll tell you why. You can tell him like this. Ibid me says, you want me to take an extra amma. Okay. Now, what do you want in exchange? Do you want money? Lastly, Dmei. Chavish Kangal. Lemaitan Lecha. Bimatana. And maybe you want me to take him a matana, lo inichli. I don't want a matana dechsib, because the pasuk says v'soyne matana sichya. I mean that the pasuk says v'soyne matana sichya. I'm not obligated to take your matana, and if I'm not obligated to take your matana, so it's for that reason you can't force it. So you want to know why it's ain't shaymin loy? Because mamanav shach. If you're forcing me to buy it, I'm not interested in buying it, and you're forcing me to take it. You can't force me to take it based on the idea of v'soyne matana sichya. The sma. In Shulchan Aruch, when he brings this halacha, he says, what's pshat in the chacham? I can force you to take a matana. So the Sma says that when is it soin matana siachya? That's only if the person that's being the noisin is not benefiting. But over here, the noisin wants it. I want the achloiku. And the way I'm going to get the achloiku, the only way I could do it is by giving you the extra amma. So being that this is something that I'm pushing and it's something that I'm promoting, so it comes out that I'm benefiting from it. If I'm benefiting from it, that's not soyna matana siyichya. Soyna matana siyichya is where I give you a matana, you benefit, I don't get benefit. Maybe in the next world I get benefit, that's a different cheshbon. But over here, being that I'm benefiting from it, to the contrary, I'm the one that's pushing the whole agenda. So over here, there's no soyna matana. What came to mind is a vart that I saw many, many years ago. We just had the Gemara in Daf Yud Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "Ha'omer selazul itzdaka b'shvil sheyichi ebni u'b'shvil she'eskel lechayi olam haba hareze tzadik gomer." If somebody goes over to another man and he says, "I want to give this to you b'shvil sheyichi ebni. I want to give this to you b'shvil she'eskel lechayi olam haba." Not only is it a good thing, but hareze tzadik gomer. And the kash is obvious. Number one, why is he a tzadik gomer? The emes is toast throughout Shas asks that. I don't even know why this is okay, because it seems to violate the Mishnah right in the beginning of all this. Antignus ish soichai said, "Al tiu kavodim am shamshin asarav amanas lekabel pras, el tiu kavodim am shamshin asarav shloy amanas lekabel pras." So loy mi boya, I don't even know why this is okay. Not just that, he's a tzadik gomer. So I once saw, because if somebody gives tzedakah, really the person that's receiving the tzedakah, nice, it's not so geschmack, because it's an Indian of soyna matana siyichya. But if you go to the arman and you tell him, "Listen, I need a schos, b'shul sheyichya b'nei. I need a schos, k'dei she'eskel l'chai yoylam abo. So do me a favor, I'm going to give you the tzedakah." It's a win-win situation. You're going to get the money, and I'm going to get the schos that I'm looking for. It takes away the soyna matana siyichya. Mamash this man, kofay and aleph. It takes away the whole Indian. If you do that, hareza. Because now you're a kind of mitzvah stalker. You took away the soyna matonis yichya. That's a win, win, win. Hareze tzadik gomer. Zok tigmar vayta. Omele Abai the Rav Yoyis. Abai told Rav Yoyis. Hod Rav Yehuda. This halacha of Rabbi Yehuda that holds good, oh yeah, good, is really Shmuel's memra. Shmuel already said this halacha. By the way, Had Rabbi Yehuda, the Shmuel, he means what? Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel. So probably what he's telling him is, came from Shmuel. A little bit better. Yehuda's a Talmud of Shmuel and a Talmud of Rab. Had Rabbi Yehuda the Shmuel is, as wissen, as das kommt von der Rabbi Shmuel. The Talmud went to the Mishnah, the Kisvi HaKodesh, Afa Pishish Neim, Roitzim Loi Achlok. Our Mishnah said that if you have two Shutzen together that own Kisvi HaKodesh, even if they both want to divide it, so the Halach is Loi Achlok. Why not? Rashi said in the Mishnah, because it's a Gnai. And because it's a Gnai, you don't divide it. But Omar Shmuel, Shmuel came and he said, "Loi shonu elu b'krach echad." The only time this is true is if it's in one krach, meaning it's one Megillah, Abel b'shnei krichos, but if it's two krichos, cholkin, then the halacha is that one ostensibly can force the other to divide it. Said Abayit Rav Yosef. Now the isol gedaitach leis dino the good ayagud. If there's no such thing as good ayagud, my ear yebekrach echad. I feel b'shnei krichin nami. Just because it's in two krichin, mechatesi, I can go ahead and I can force you. It sounds like if it's two krichin, you can force. The Gemara says Tirgumar Rav Shalman. Chazal needed Rav Shalman to come in and help us out over here. And he said b'shishneim writes. No, there's really no raya, because maybe what Shmuel meant was b'shneich krichos chalkin if they want to. Meaning when the Mishnah says kisvei hakodesh afa b'shneim roitzin lo yachloik, means they're not allowed to. That Shmuel said is true b'krach echad. B'shneich krichin, they're allowed to. But can one force the other one? Mechatesi, this has nothing to do with the halacha of good ayoga. Here too you have to know what the havamina was. Omar ameymar ameymar said hilchus, so what's the halacha? Is Dina, the good ayagud. The halacha is good ayagud. Only Rav Ashi da Meimar. So Rav Ashi told da Meimar, "Hadar Rav Nachman mai." What about Rav Nachman? What's the oimik of this question? Because we always pass like Rav Nachman when it comes to Chosha Mishpat. So, not Hadar Rav Nachman mai, what do you say about what Rav Nachman said? Hadar Rav Nachman mai, with a niggin, with facial expressions, right? What about Rav Nachman? You can't just go connected Rav Nachman. Amalei he told him, Loi Shmirli, I didn't hear about Rav Nachman. Kalayma, what he meant to say was Loi Svirli. I don't hold of that. Mar says, Veloi, is that true? Ravin Barchinin of Ravdimi Barchinin, they were two brothers. Shavak Luavu, Atarti Amasa. Father died, and he left over these two maidservants. Chadu Yada Afio Bishuli. One of them knew how to bake and cook. The Chadu Yada Pilchav and Avla. And the other one knew how to sew and take care of the house. Okay, so between the two of them, you had a balabusta. The problem is, one knew how to do half the job, and the other one knew how to do the other half the job. They came to Rava for Amalahu, and Rava said, "Less din of the good ayagud." They wanted to do a good ayagud, and Rava said, "There's no din of good ayagud. You can't force the good ayagud." What do you see? It sounds like there's no good ayagud. This is a real story, and one of the partners wanted a good ayagud, and Rava shot it down. So you see that we pass like Rav Nachman, but the Gemara says, "No, Shani Hasm over there is different. That's not a good ayagud." Tzushtel delamar mi boyle travayu ulamar. Over there, each person really needed both of these functions. And if you're going to do a good ayagud, meaning I'll take one and you take the other, and if there's a difference, and I'll make it up with a little bit of cash. So you're leaving the other person not with the entire shutfas, right? Meaning, your good ayagud is where I say I want to dissolve the shutfas. Either you take the business, I take the business. Either one, I'll make you the offer, you have a right to match it. That's good ayagud. But at the end of the day, if you accept, what are you accepting? You're getting the whole geshef. You're getting everything. Over here, the good ayagud was, is I don't want to own these two maidservants together. Right? The two goites together, it just doesn't work. I need to know my goite I have. Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do is you take this goite, I'll take that goite. And if we have to make up a little bit of money, I'll add on a few shekels. You're not offering me the whole business. You're offering me half the business. That's not what I want. That's not good ayagud. Again, there's a lot of technicalities to good ayagud. It has to be good, ayagud, and it has to be where you're offering me to take everything. So shani hasam, the lamami boy le travayu, lamami boy le travayu. Each person really wanted both of them. Ki kamalishkol at chada va'anochada lav good ayagudu doesn't need good ayagud. Good ayagud is where I get the option to get the whole thing. Here you're not giving me the option to get the whole thing or sell the whole thing. Over here I'm going to take one. You're going to take one. That's not called good ayagud. Good ayagud is not I can force you to divide it. Good ayagud is I can force you to buy me out or sell. That's what good ayagud is. Says the Gemara. One last kasha. For kisvei akodesh di travayu mi boyluhu va'mashmul loy. Going back to Shmuel's memory as relates to Kisvei HaKodesh. Right, we said if it's Krach Echad, you can't divide it. But if it's two Krich and Shmuel said, then no, you could divide it. And the Gemara is going back to the Havamina that it had earlier, right? Where history is repeating itself. And the Gemara thinks that what it means is good ayagud. If it's two krichin, I can force him. You take Yishai, I'll take Yirmiyo. Right? You take Yecheskel, I'll take the Nevi'im Achreinim. Over there, it's a good ayagud. You're not offering me everything, or you take everything. It's a division. But the Gemara says, "Rav Shalom, the Sharatz." We said already that's not what's going on over there. What's going on over there is not good ayagud. What's going on over there is they both want to divide it. Ordinarily, even though they both want to divide it, it wouldn't be okay. In this case, Kamash Malan, that really it is going to be okay. Either way, this concludes the sugya of good ayagud. Now, the truth is that in the shiurim from the Rosh Shivas here in Perek HaShutfin, there's a lot of real lomdashi yeshivish arayt as it relates to good ayagud. The big chakira, we're not going to talk about this, but the big chakira that underpins this shiurim is yesh lachgar, what is good ayagud? Is it a form of chaluka, or is it a schuz ba'alma that the shutf has to either buy out the partner or sell to the partner if that's what the other partner prefers? In other words, the theme of the sugyas these last few days, minus all the digression and all the agadata, has been that if two shutfin own a chatzer, they own an asset together, so there's a concept where one shutif can force the other shutif to part ways. I can force a chalukah. Stating that, there's certain dinim that have to be met in order for me to be able to do that. So if it's a chatzir, it has to be arba amas lezev, arba amas lezev. If it's a gina, tisha kabin lezev, tisha kabin lezev, etc., etc. If you don't meet the shir, then there's no way for me to force the chalukah. Kamash malon, shitas Rabbi Yehuda of good ayagud, which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. We don't pass like Rav Nachman. And that is, no, there is another way to do a chalukah. And that is good ayagud. But when one shutif is coming and he's making his shutif an offer of good ayagud, essentially what he's doing is the same thing that the shutif is doing when you have a chatzah, sheyesh b'shmei na'amis, where he's saying, I want my half, you want your half. part of the schusei ha-shutfis is for me to be able to dissolve the shutfis. And if that's the case, so I can do it by simply saying, let's divide the shutfis, or I can do it based on a good ayog. In other words, the din good ayog takes us back to the literally opening line of the Masechta. Shutfin sharotzu lasis mechitza b'chatzah. This is what it is. And shutfin have a right to do that. Well, we spoke out from Meir Stern. These halachas are brought down in Hilchis Shcheinim, not in Hilchis Shutfin. But at the end of the day, that's what this is. One of the dinei shutfis is dissolving the shutfis. And it's a schus that a shutfis has. It's one of his rights, and there's certain criteria. If you meet the criteria, you could do it in the old-fashioned way, and if you don't, you do it in this more unconventional way, what we know as good ayagot. But at the end of the day, it's part and parcel of my schusei chaluka, or it could be not. Could be not. If the chatz is less than shmoyna amis, that din you don't have. There's a bezunder halacha that says that although I can't force you to divide it, but at the same time, I could force you to buy me out or for me to sell to you. But here's the punchline in terms of understanding the lumdis and the nuance of the nafkamina. When we execute a good ayagud agreement, is that a chalukah agreement? Or is that a regular purchase and sale agreement? Is this two partners that decided to divide their shutfis in this oifen? Or no, it's no different than Reuven buying something from Shimon or Shimon buying something from Reuven. It's a good knech that grada works in the context of shutfin. If it's midine chaluka, so this is a regular partnership dissolvement agreement. If, however, this has nothing to do with the Mishnah and Daf Yud Aleph, fakir. All this is I have the right to either force you to buy me out or allow me to buy you out. Then when we execute that agreement, what it is a regular purchase and sale agreement. It's no different than if two people that don't know each other and never been partners decide to transact together, or I'll buy something from you or you're going to buy something from me. It's going to be no different. What's the nafkaminos? And there are shiva shiurim. There's many, many nafkaminos. I chum, but I didn't think it was right to go weiter without at the very least highlighting this very, very basic chakira hayudua that underpins really all the lumnis and all the Rosh Hashiva Shiurim as it relates to the basic understanding of the halacha of good ayag. But I just want to focus on a different point, and that is, what's the makar to good ayagot? It's a very prominent halacha in Shulchan Aruch. What is the makar to good ayagot? So if you look at the Rashba is in the Tshuva, all the Achrayim quote it, it's in Chelek Aleph, it's Simin Tov, Tov, Kuf, Nun, Vav. So in Chelek Aleph of the Rashba, it already goes to Tshuva 956, which tells you, by the way, who the Rashba was, right? We know the Rashba as the super London. All the Brich Shmuels are sort of predicated on a Rashba, right? But the Rashba was also from the big Meshivan of all time. I mean, the Chelek Aleph alone goes already into the thousands. But the bottom line is that in Tshuva 956, in Chelek Aleph, in Tshuvas HaRashba, the Rashba was asked a question that relates to good ayagud. And Toich Dvarav, the Rashba said, that it's pasha to me, that the yisoid of good ayagud is predicated on the pasuk in the Torah, v'asisa hayashar v'hatoiv be'enei Hashem. That is the makar to this Indian of good ayagud. I am chum if you want to see a little bit better. But that's the understanding of the Rashba. And that is, the Rashba said that it's a dinder abana, and it really, it's predicated on this halacha of asisa yasha atoy v'enei Hashem. If that's the case, that means that really good ayagud falls into the same category as the Bar Metzra that we spoke about earlier in the daf, which the Gemara Bava Mitzia Kuf Chesem and Aleph says is learned out from asisa yasha atoy v'enei Hashem. Shuma Hader, which is Gemara Bava Mitzia Daf Lamed Hey, and it's really related to different halachas that are learned out from asisa hayashar v'atoy v'enei Hashem. And really, if you think about the entire daf, from the beginning of the daf until the end of the daf, it's all discussing this inyan, right? The daf started with Koifen al Midastoyim, Zenen of Ezelei Chaser, and really it segued into Good Ayagud, which is a very similar idea, where really Mitzad Chosha Mishpat, I should be entitled to keep my thing, right? Shali Shali V'Shalach Shalach. Stating that, there's something called Midastoyim, right? Koifen al Midastoyim, Vasisa Yosha Atoy Beini Hashem, and I think it's Kedai, to chazer over just a basic understanding of what exactly Vasisa Yashar Atoy Be'ini Hashem is. And really, the Marim Makim is the Ramban al Atoy. It's a very short Ramban. It's in Parshas Vaschan, and it's on this Pasuk. Vasisa Yashar Atoy Be'ini Hashem. The Ramban says as follows. Vizeh, inyan gadol. You have to understand that this pasuk of Vasisa Yasha Atoy Be'eni Hashem is a great concept. She efshel lisker b'Torah kol hanhogos ha'adam im shchein avireyev. It would be impossible for the Torah to lay out all the different hanhogos that a person has to have together with his neighbors and his friends. The chol masoyev matona, and all his business dealings together with all the people that he handles with. V'tikunei ha'yisho v'hamedino iskulam. It's not possible. So says the Rambam, but after the Torah mentioned many of the things that you have to be aware of when it comes to Ben Adam Lechaveiro, you can go in. And the Ramban gives examples. Loisei lech rochel ba'amecha, no rechilas. Loisikoim v'loisitar. V'loisamad adam reyecha. Loisekal l'cheresh. Mipnei seva tokum. Ukayotze behem. Says the Ramban, choza loima b'derech klal, sheyasa hatoy v'ayosha b'chol dover. So what the Torah did was, the Torah says, that I'm going to tell you, ba'oifin klali, v'asis ha'yosha hatoy b'enei Hashem. Meaning, the Torah mentioned a whole bunch of pratim. And really, all these pratim, if you think about so many of the Mishpatei HaTorah is telling you, you should do what's righteous, you should do what's good, b'enei Hashem. That's what the Torah is saying. So says the Ramban, that really what the Torah could have done was, Torah could have given more examples. The Torah could have said, Dina de Bar Metzra. The Torah could have said, good, are you all good? Torah could have given much more examples. But you can't do that, right? It's impossible. We'd be here all day. So, Chazal Loime B'derech Klal, what the Torah did was, after it mentioned all the Pratim, the Torah gave a Klal. And that is, Sheyasa HaToy V'Hayosha B'chol Dover. Actually, you can't say, Apshara, V'lefnim Eshur Esadin, U'kigoy Mashi Eskir B'dina de Bar Metzra, V'afilu Mashi Amru Pirkoy Nova, Diburi B'nachas Ma'abriyos, Actually, you can't say, B'chol Inyan Tom V'Yosha, until a person's going to understand that B'chol Inyan of whatever he's going to do, he's going to be a Tom, and he's going to be a Yosha. So says Ramban, you want to know the Sisa Yoshua Toy Bene Hashem is, it's really a general idea that so many of the mitzvahs in the Torah are branches of, are pratim of. It's a mitzvah klali. A person is supposed to be a Tom and a Yasha b'chol inyanov. Now, the Torah could have delineated all the different inyanov and came up with all the different scenarios where it would be negeya for a person to know, oh, there's a pasuk in the Torah, v'aschanon, v'asisa yashotei b'nei Hashem. But that's unreasonable. So what the Torah did was, is the Torah mentioned many of them, v'asei l'chrochel ba'mecha, v'asikoim, v'asita, v'asamad adam reyecha, v'asakal l'cherish, v'asei v'atokim, to mention six. And then the Torah gave you this cloud. So by knowing the pratim and the hair in the cloud, I could put it all together. This is a prat, v'achakach cloud. And from there I understand that a person needs to be a chacham v'yech gamoid, actually yikari b'chol inyan, until he'll come to the point that in all matters of his life, people will refer to him as being a tom and as being a Yasha. The emes is, this inyan that the Ramban says in Parshas Vaschana, which is not so well known, the Ramban says in another place. And that other place is maybe the most famous Ramban in his Pirush HaLaTorah. Right, it's either the Ramban in the end of Parshas Boy, or it's the Ramban in the beginning of the Parshas Kedoshim. That's this Ramban. So the Pasuk says, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Aleihem, Medaber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta aleihem, Kedoshim tiyu. And Chazal say, Prushim in Arayis, right? A person is supposed to be a Kodesh. Says the Ramban, let me explain to you what Kedoshim tiyu is. Just one excerpt. For in it, Ke HaTorah Hezira ba'arayis u'b'macholo ma'asurim. The Torah said that you have to be careful with Arayis and certain foods that you're not allowed to eat. Stating that, V'tira ha'biyo ish be'ishtoi v'achilos basa v'yayin. But there are bios that are mutter, ish be'ishtoi, and there's achilos, even achilos abas of yayin. That's mutter. Im kain, if that's the case, yimtza bal taiva mokoim, liya shata bezimas ishtoi, oi nosha of harabois, v'liya is besoy ve'yayin, besoy le'y basolomai. Vi yidaber kirtsoy noy b'chol anavolos, shloy husker iskuz abatoyro, v'ine yiyye nova b'shus atoyro. And what could come out is a person's going to be a nova b'shus atoyro. So says the Ramban, ulefichach ba kosev hazeh. So it's for that reason the Torah said kedoshim to you. But listen to the nuance in light of what we're saying now. After the Torah gave us pratim, and the Torah singled out certain yisurim, and then afterwards the Torah gave us this general klal of kedoshim to you, that on some level you should be a parush. So like this you'll understand from the pratim that precede this klal, and then from the hair in the klal, you'll chap exactly what the Torah wants from you. In other words, you might be mishkol. From the parsha of Arayas, you'll deher that the Torah wants a miut of Arayas. So even when it comes to a bia that's mutter, a bia might be mishkol. And even though there's an Indian that you can drink wine, but at the same time you'll be memayit. And you'll remember all the bad things can come when someone is roya soita bekula and he's not yazrat minayay. V'chein yafish minatuma, etc., etc. Says the Ramban. Be'elu k'yotze behen ba'a mitzvah azoisa klolis. The Torah is coming with this general mitzvah. Achrei she'peirat kol averus and asuras legamri. Achrei yikones beklal zoisa tzava hanekius beyodah v'gufa. Meaning, the Torah went ahead and the Torah gave you a whole bunch of things that are awesome. And then the Torah gave you a general mitzvah. You know what the general mitzvah teaches me? All those things that I told you are aser, it's not just those things that are aser. These are avos, p'ilu. Michlal Deka told us, you're supposed to learn from those things to other things that are aser as well. How do I know that? I know that from the juxtaposition of the pratim followed by the klal. So now I know how to touch up the pratim. That these pratim are mushalim, they're dugmais. And tein l'chacham v'yech gemoitz, I'm going to understand a little bit better what else the Torah wants to be also. Says the Ramban, v'zeh derech ha-Torah. This is actually the style of the Torah. Lifrite, and then afterwards, v'lichloil b'kayotze b'zeh. Ki achrei asharis prati adinim. And I'll give you an example, says the Ramban. Because after the Torah mentioned prati adinim, v'chol masu matim chein b'nei adam, lo yisignoiv, lo yisigzol, lo yisoynu shara asharis, oma b'chal v'asisa yoshev ha-toiv, sh'nikones ba'asei ha-yoshev ha-shva, v'chol ufnim ishuris adin, kasher afarish b'agiyi b'mkoyme b'ezis Hashem. Like, I'm going to explain when I go there. The Ramban shtel su also the mitzvah of Shabbos. We're not going to talk about that now. But says the Ramban, kedoshim tiyu is the same as v'asisa You know what's coming to teach me? It's asei klali. It's an asei klali. A person's supposed to be a kaddish. You're supposed to be memayit from taiva. Asisa yosha v'atoiv is an asei klali. A person is supposed to be a tom. He's supposed to be a yosher. He's supposed to be a toy. B'chol inyanav. How do I know what this means? Look at the pratim. As it relates to the pratim of kedoshim tiyu, you have arayas, Macholis Asurois. So it gives you an idea of what the Ratzon HaBorei is. Now Kedoshim Tiyu is that mitzvah that forces you to be koil more things into this inyan. Kedoshim Tiyu is the umbrella, it's the klal. The prat is melamed, how you're supposed to incorporate things and how you're supposed to interpret and extrapolate the klal. Just like you have by Basisa Yosheva Toiv, we have all the pratim. It's actually interesting because here the Ramban mentions a whole bunch of different lavin, like signo, like sigzol, like soinu. Right, it's not the same ones that he mentioned in Parshas Vaschan. There's so many of them. We had six here and another three here. But the bottom line is Basisa Yosheva Toiv is the makar to din of the bar mitzvah. The Rashba says in the Tshuva it's the makar to good or agud. The Ramban says that really, if you think about Vasisa Yoshev HaToiv, it's the Torah saying, ba'ofen klali, what it mentions, and the spirit of so many of the pratim in the Torah, but there's this general idea of being Yosher and Toiv. So the one thing I think that's worth pondering a little bit is Vasisa Yoshev HaToiv b'nei Hashem. Is that a din d'iraisa or is that not a din d'iraisa? The Ramban says it's a pasuk in the Torah. Vasisa Yashvatayv. It's before Jigamaris that we learn dinim from Vasisa Yashvatayv. Some of the big halachas in Shas, today's daf, major lamdish sugya, is learned from Vasisa Yashvatayv. Does that mean it's a din d'iraisa or is it not a din d'iraisa? I think if you look at the lashonis of the Ramban, it feels like it's a din d'iraisa. But what's the Ramban saying? The Torah couldn't just be minor karachol. All the different halachas. So the Torah said, "Loisay lechrachel ba'mecher." That was a pun. Loisignav, loisis, loisigzal. It says, "Loisoynu b'pnei seva takun." Loisikim, loisit. Right? Torah mentioned all these different lavim, and then the Torah says, "Vasisa yosha tov b'nei Hashem." So dina de bar mitzvah. That means, I think, if someone's over dina de bar mitzvah, he's speaking rechilus. Now, maybe he doesn't get all the lavim and the essence that Chafetz Chaim is minor, but that you get when you speak rechilus. But you're over lechayre vasisa yosha tov b'nei Hashem. Or maybe no. Maybe Vasisa Yoshev HaToiv is really not a din d'iraisa. It's very tricky because it doesn't say in the Torah din d'bar mitzvah, but din d'bar mitzvah is a pirish of what Vasisa Yoshev HaToiv b'nei Hashem is. I think it's a tzushtel to this. Is a Gemara in Masechtas Chagiga Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing the issur to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, and the Gemara says Tanya Idach, we learned to the Brice, it says, Sheshes Yom and Toichel Matzois, Ubayim Ashvi Atzeres Lashem. Says the Brice, Mashvi Atzer, just like on the seventh day of Pesach, you're not allowed to do Malacha, Av Sheshes Yom Matzurim. So too, the first 6 days, you're also not allowed to do Malacha. Right, the Gemara, Imashvi Atzer Bechol Malacha, Av Sheshes Yom Matzurim Bechol Malacha. If you can't do any Malacha on the seventh day, you shouldn't be able to do any Malacha during the 6 days. No, Tamalim Rivi, Mashvi Atzeres. Hashvi Atzer Bechol Malacha, the Enchi Sheyom and Atzurim Bechol Malacha. Okay, so I could do some malach, I can't do other malachas. Okay, it said, Lo masran hakasav ela lechachamim. The Torah gave over the rights to the chachamim, Lo malacha eza yoim asa ve'eza yoim muter, eza malacha asura ve'eza malacha muteres. If you take a look at the Marat Tzchios on this Gemara right here, Chagiga Yudches Amin Aleph, he shtel su the Ramban ala Torah. And it sounds like from the Marat Tzchios that he understood that this inyan of Asisa Yashav HaToiv and Kedoshim Tiyu that the Ramban talks about, and again, he says it by Shabbos as well, not for now, but this inyan that the Ramban talks about is related to this concept of Lo masran hakasav ela lechachamim. That there's an idea where the Torah says something, and then the Torah gives over the rights to the Chachamim to give you the commentary. Whenever you have a Leimasrin HaKosov Elo LeChachamim, does that make whatever the Chachamim say a Din Deiraisa? Or does that make what the Chachamim are saying only a Din Derabban? Now, as it relates to the Issa Malacha Cholomoid, that's one of the most famous machloikis in ever, whether the Issa Malacha Cholomoid, when applicable, is an Issa Deiraisa, Issa Derabban. Is that somehow related to this Kipshuta? That's a whole different shiloh, whether these psukim are real psukim or they're only asmachtes ba'almu. Again, they ain't kind of mokum laharach. But it's a fascinating idea where you have things that the Chachamim are the ones that are telling you is Aser, but really they're tightening it up in a pasuk. It mamish feels like Leimasr Nakasav Ela LeChachamim, and Leimasr Nakasav Ela LeChachamim, is that a din deraisa or is that really a din derabban? You know, you find this in other places as well. What comes to mind is the Shagasari Simen Aleph, where the Shagasari discusses Kriyishma Deiraisa, Kriyishma Derabbanon, and the Shagasari Tuv Zoy Pachidish, that it says in the Torah, V'shinantum Lovanecha V'dibartum Amishivtecha B'veisechav Lachtech V'aderecha V'shach B'chav Kumecha. But the Gemara Bracha that says, B'shach B'chav Kumecha Hu B'divrei Torah, meaning, says the Shagasari, the way you understand it is the Torah midday raisa says v'shinantam levanecha. You have to learn Torah, right? There's a chiyuv to learn Torah b'shivtecha b'veisecha uvlachtecha baderech uveshach becha uvkumecha. Now, how exactly you mekayim that mitzvah of Talmud Torah? I don't know. Be mekayim however you want to be mekayim. The Rabbanu came along and the Rabbanu said you have to be mekayim in Aldei Krishma. So it's Krishma day raisa, it's Krishma the Rabbanu. The Torah never said, zok the Shagasari, that you have to learn Krishma. The Torah said v'shinantam levanecha b'shach. The question is how to be mekayim b'shach b'chav kumecha. The Chachamim said the way to be mekayim b'shach b'chav kumecha is al yedei kriyishma shoshachas v'arvis. So says the Shagasari, when you say kriyishma shoshachas v'arvis, really the chiyuv to say it is a chiyuv de rabbanan. But when you say it, you be mekayim a din de reis. It's very similar. The chiyuv dinu de bar mitzvah, that's a din de rabbanan. It says dinu de bar mitzvah. It says good ay ogud in the Torah. Of course not. Abel amaisa, you're being mekayim this inyan of asnisa yashav atoy b'nei Hashem. Another marum makim, something we've spoken about over the years, is the Chassam Sofer, who says this in a bunch of places. There's a Shitas HaBehag, the Behag in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he's Moina Chanukah and Purim as Mitzvahs Eser Deiraisa. And everyone asks, Mitzvahs Eser Deiraisa, how could the Purim story be a Mitzvah Deiraisa? How could the Chanukah story, which was during Bayesheni, be a Mitzvah Deiraisa? And the Chassam Sofer says a Dover Nifla. He says that the Gemara says in Gildafi Dalet Amid Aleph, that why is it that the Nevi'im knew to be Mesakim Mikra Megillah? They made a Kal V'chaymer. Not me, Avdus L'chayrus Aminut Shira. Me Misa L'chayim Loi Kolshkein. Kal V'chaymer, we know, is one of the Yudgim Amidah Shatern Nidrash Aspam. That means if there's a Kal V'chaymer that says that me Misa L'chayim, you have to sing Shira, that means there's a Chiyav Deiraisa to sing Shira, based on Kal V'chaymer. Kal V'chaymer is one of the Yud Gimel Midas Shnatarin Adresh Espan. So he says like this, really every time a miracle happens to Klai Yisrael, there's a Chiyav Deiraisa to celebrate the miracle. Now, how do you celebrate the miracle? I don't know. Celebrate the miracle the way you want to celebrate the miracle. If it's Chanukah, I don't know, maybe light Chanukah menorah, maybe sing Mois Tzor, maybe play dreidel, eat latkes, I don't know. The point is, you have a responsibility to do something based on the Kal V'chaymer. Umame Avdos L'cheiros, Mimisa L'chaim L'kolshkin. So says the Chassam Sofer, when the Bahag said that Ner Chanukah, when the Bahag said Mikra Megillah Zaday Raisa, he was coming from this Gemara Megillah Yudalud Amid Aleph, because it's Mavur that there's a Kal V'chaymer that's Mechayev to do something Zeichel and Es. Now, did he mean that There's a mitzvah they raise to go light a menorah on Chafei Kislev. Of course he didn't mean that. Oh, but at the end of the day, when you light Chanukah, you be Mekayim a day raise. What's the day raise? You be Mekayim? Umame Abdus Lecherus, Mimisa Lechayim Lekoshke. One of the Dvarim Neflam that the Chassam Sofer says regarding this is that the Gemara says in Mesechta Shabbos in Perek Bamem Adlikin that if somebody lights Ner Chanukah, Lemaila Meyasra Mama, Psula. Right, it's possible. Ner Chanukah, that's Lamaila Meyasra Mama, because the ayin is not Shoilit, so you don't have the inyan of Prasume Nisa, and as a result, it's going to be possible. Freitach Sam Sefer Kasha, that we know the Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Beis, and it's also Gemara in Erev in Daf Beis. Sukkah, she gavai Lamaila Meyasra Mama, Psula. Mavui, she gavai Lamaila Meyasra Mama, Yemait. Freitach Gemara, why in one place does it say psula and the other place it says yemai? So what does the Gemara say? Sukkah de raisa tanu psula, as opposed to erevin, we were dealing with a din de rabbanon. Over there it says yemai. Feit chasam sofer, if that's the case, and it's really not chasam sofer's kasha, it's toisus kasha. Feit tois kasha, if that's the case, ner chanukah shneik bil amayla meyasra mamus psula. It's tach adin de rabbanon. Zok chasam sofer lefidus bahag, it's half of a fellow mamish. He says avada the chiyuv to light ner chanukah. You can't. No one can tell you ner Chanukah din deraisa, but when we light Ner Chanukah, would be mekayim a mitzvah deraisa. Which mitzvah deraisa? Megill Yudalud Amar Aleph. Umam me'avdus lecheres mi'misa lechayim lekolshkein. And if that's the case, it's a din deraisa. If it's a din deraisa, it's going to be different. By the way, if you remember the Rogachov, right? Remember the Chakira Hayudua. Might as well digress a little bit. The Rogachov has a famous shaila. If this is a cheftza by an issed rabbanon, right? By an issed deraisa, so there's something called issa cheftza. The cheftza is also. What about by an issed rabbanon? Is there issa cheftza by an issed rabbanon, or is there no such thing as issa? It's the Rogachov's famous chakira. Right, what one of the big marmukamis is the nesivas. The nesivas says if someone's leaving an issed rabbanon b'shoigig, you don't get an issa. And the Veld says what's the pshat? Because the whole issed rabbanon is loisasa. Nikolash yidu luchayam in the small. If I did it knowingly, I did it mamish with maliciously. Okay, so you're over loisasa. But it doesn't make sense to be a loisasa b'shoigig. Meaning, by the raisa, even if you do the aver b'shoigig, because there's an isser cheftza. The machalas asuris is poison. Okay, it's poison. You ate poison b'shoigig. You still need to go to a doctor. As opposed to by the rabbanon, the cheftza is not also. This is the famous chakira from the Rogachov. So the Rogachov, when he talks about this, he says, ayin here, ayin there. So one of the ayins that he says is ayin sukkah daf beiz amid aleph sukkah dai raisa. What does he mean? He says, what's the oimik of this Gemara? Sukkah dai raisa ktani psula mavi derabanan tani takanta. He says by dai raisa the cheftz is aser. It's psula. This is bechefza, not okay. Mavi derabanan tani takanta, because there's no it's a cheftz by derabanan. But the bottom line is what we have over here is this interesting inyan. You find this bria in a whole bunch of different contexts where the Iker Din is a pasuk in the Torah, but at the same time, the Pirish is all like Masr Nakasab Lechachamim. It's all Midirabana. And if it's all Midirabana, so how do you view this? You view this as a Dairaisa, you view this as a Dirabana. If you're a Paisik right now, you have to pask in a good Ayogut Shail as a Psasophic. You're handling a Dairaisa Digadin, you're handling a Dirabana Digadin. So you know, the Chuvah Sarajba, Tekhanas Chachamim, Vasisa Yoshev HaToiv, and another Ramban says Vasisa Yoshev HaToiv is a din deraisa. Is this totally like Masr HaKasa L'Chachamim? This has something to do with all the aforementioned raid. It's a little bit unclear. One thing is clear, the chinuch in this Sefer HaMitzvah doesn't count. Vasisa Yoshev HaToiv is a mitzvah. It doesn't bring Toshim to you as a mitzvah either, which is a little bit of a chiddush. But I'll tell you something interesting, that although the chinuch doesn't mention Vasisa Yoshev HaToiv is a mitzvah, I was discussing this with Yedidi, Rav Shmuel Reuven Grossman, he told me, but take a look at the chinuch in Mitzvah Tafresh Yud Aleph. Mitzvah Tafresh Yud Aleph. It's pretty close to the end. So in Tafresh Yud Aleph, Mitzvah Lehidomis Bedarke Hashem Yisbarach HaToivim Vayisharim. The chinuch brings the mitzvah of the halachta bedrachav. And this is the way the chinuch says it. Shenitztavinu lasis kol maseinu bederech hayosher vahatoiv b'chol koicheinu. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be a yosher and a toiv. It's interesting. Vasisa Yoshev HaToiv in Parshas Veschanon that the chinuch doesn't bring. On Vahalachta B'drachov Shenitztavinu Lasis Kol Maseinu B'derech HaYoshev HaToiv B'chol Koicheinu. He doesn't bring the mitzvah on Veschanon, but here he does bring the mitzvah. L'maisa, if you look at the Mechas Chinuch on this mitzvah has three lines. It's Mamash Kedai to read the lines of the Mechas Chinuch. It says the Mechas Chinuch. What does this mean? Shenitztavinu Lasis Kol Maseinu B'derech HaYoshev. Mevur B'ram B'perek Aleph Mideis Halacha Dal Vehei. Ayin Sham B'Lushoyne Yazov. V'ayin B'lach HaMishna Sham. V'kfar Molu Yodeyem B'din Zeh B'Harbe Sifrei Musar. It says, you want to know this halacha? All the Sifrei Musa talk about this Indian. Ve'en kam akoyim laharich. Ayin bedivreim ve'yinam lucha. Ve'ashrei hamikayim mitzvah zu. Hashem yisparach yosim chalkeinu imam. And he says, halavai we should be zoichet to have a chelik with the Balei Musa. But the bottom line is this. The chinuch doesn't bring vasisi yashav atayv. He doesn't bring kedoshim tiyu. This he does bring. The way he explains this mitzvah sounds like the way he would have explained the mitzvah of Asisa Yashav Atayv. This whole Inyan, L'chura, is Tzarech Talmud. But I just want to end with one last Tara, and that is, we spoke about Koifen Al Midas times. I'll tell you a Dover Nifla that I saw in the Sefer Achayim from Dachi Amaral. Dachi Amaral, this is in Sefer Parnasa V'Chalkola. It's Chelek Gimel. It's Perek He. Now, this whole Chelek is all about Parnasa, right? Kiyadu, the Sefer HaChaim was written during a Magefa, and he wrote it as a schos for Chaim, and he based it on all the Chaims that we say in Avinu Malkeinu, Kasvenu B'Sefer Zechuyos, and then it's B'Sefer Chaim Toivim, B'Sefer Parnas V'Chalkala, Sefer Gul of Yeshua, Slichum Mechila, that's the signon, the Sefer is called Sefer HaChaim. So he says, L'fi Shat Stoka, he Parnas V'Aniyim, Roy Levarakam Bechela Kar Parnasa Inyan at Stoka. So the reason he's talking about Stoka is because Sedaka is Parnasa for that name. But the bottom line is, so in Sefer Parnasa V'Chalkolo, he has several pages about Stoka. And he says a Dover Nif. I was going through this last week a little bit when we were learning the Sugis of Stoka, and I saw something I couldn't believe what I was looking at. He says, Ulefi Daite, I hold that we know about the Anshe Stoim. They were Ron V'Chatom Lashem Ma'oid. And he says, if you think about it, he said, so hard to understand. He says, what? The Minig HaMedina was, it Pashi drove the Oilam crazy if somebody would be Mefarnes Aniyim. Right? The stories of Stein we've been hearing since we're little boys. The legendary. And when you get older, the stories sound the same. This is what they are. They were just bad people. Good, old-fashioned, gefährliche people. Ad kedei kach that adayim hazeh. They are the epitome of evil, right? They were Ron v'chatom la'ashem oy. But specifically when it came to giving tzedakah, yad oni ve'evyoin loy hechzika. They are literally the paradigm of what it means to be an achzari. And he says, I have a very hard time understanding how it could have been that you have a culture of people that you want to spend money, you want to patch your money, just don't give it to Aramelite. I be not that. It says the Sefer HaChaim, the Achi Amaral, that I think the Nakuda is like this. I think the Nakuda is that the people in Stoim, they held like Turnus Rufus HaRosha. In Bava Basra Daf Yoram Aleph, Turnus Rufus HaRosha held that how could you be Mefarnes Aniyim? If the Eivishter is not giving the Aniyim what they need, that means he doesn't want them to have it. And if he doesn't want them to have it, so by you going ahead and you being Mefarnes Aniyim, you're really going against the Ratzon Hashem. And you have no right to go against the Ratzon Hashem. And that says the Sefer HaChaim, Reb Chaim, Reb Salmi Friedberg, Sifsois of Yehudai Vais Bekever, was the Nakud of the Anshei Stoim. He says, you want to know what the Anshei Stoim were? They couldn't, they felt it was wrong. They felt that if the Eibishter decreed that this person shouldn't have what he needs, so how do you have a right to go ahead and go Keneged the Ratzon Hashem? Why were they wrong? Because Ben Kach Ben Kach Kriyim Ba. So I was reading the shtickle and mamish, I couldn't understand what the Reb Chaim Reb Salmi Friedberg is trying to be male to Yosher on the Anshei Stoim. The Torah says there, Ron v'chatom l'Hashem ad l'ma'oy. Whenever the Navi wants to give Teichacha and talk about how bad the Yidim were, it was k'stoy mo'yinu, ka'amayr diminu, right? Chazon yishayu, it goes with the Eichen nigga. So I understand, what's the Toyelis over here? That's this Indian, this is like a baditch of a shtickle. That mamish, even the Anshei Stoim, you should know, you think the Anshei Stoim was so gefel, this is mamish an ishbitzer, right? This vichisala daitach the zimri chayta. This is right. We're trying to bring out that the Anshei Stoim weren't nearly as bad. But it hit me this morning. I think there's an oymek over here. You know what's going on here? It's Yadua. Everyone knows the story of Chana. Chana didn't have any children, and Penina had a beautiful family. And Penina used to taunt Chana, and she would taunt her, and she would taunt her, and she would taunt her, and it bothered Chana so terribly. And she would daven, and she would daven, and finally, she married it. She was Zoicha, that she had a child. And the Gemara says that as Chana would have a child, Penina would lose a child, and it was mamisha, a very, very difficult situation. Abul Amaisa, Penina gave Chana such a hard time, she made her life miserable. But the Gemara says, Af Penina l'shem shamayim neschavne. You should know that everything that Penina did, she really did l'shem shamayim. And it's yudua that the Kotzker Rebbe said that how did Chazal know that Penina was l'shem shamayim neschavne? Maybe she wasn't l'shem shamayim neschavne. And the Kotzker Rebbe said something very sharp, but it's very deep and it's very profound. He said, "Val azar rishis can nor kimen He said, you can't do something so evil unless you mean L'shem Shemayim. He says, a person with morals and a person with a little bit of decency can't come suit to that. Azar Rishis is only Shaykh if your Kavanah is L'shem Shemayim. Azar Rishis from Stoim had to be L'shem Shemayim. Without L'shem Shemayim, you can't have such Rishis. Go through the Chazals of Stoim. It's impossible. It's unfathomable. Zok to B'chaim B'Rebbe Tzalem of Friedberg. He says, you want to know the Pshat? The Pshat is, it was L'shem Shemayim. Because when people operate L'shem Shemayim, then you can come to a Rishis that's unimaginable. Azar Rishis can know Zayim L'shem Shemayim. Pnina L'shem Shemayim Nischavno. It couldn't have been any other way. Because Azar Rishis from Anshei Stoim had to have been L'shem Shemayim. Maybe that's Pshat in the Sefer Acharei.